Welcome to From the Bleachers, the only podcast that recognizes that Real Housewives is a sport. It's only me today. It's Sandra. I am coming to you from sunny San Diego. Actually, it's pretty foggy where I am out on the coast. You may have noticed that we've abruptly gone missing. We haven't posted an episode in several weeks. So I just wanted to pop on and provide a little explanation and also briefly, or maybe not so briefly, talk about the Real Housewives of OC premiere last week because it was so good. I can't not talk about it. Okay, so why haven't we been posting episodes? You may have heard me mention on the podcast before, I suffer from chronic illness, a few different things, and I'm never great, but in May I had a flare-up. I kept kind of like pushing through it, and by the end of May I was just like, couldn't do it anymore. I kind of had like this emotional mental breakdown, and I was just like, I cannot do anything anymore. So I told Mandy I needed a break from the podcast for a little bit. Plus, we were both going to be traveling a lot during the summer. We were going to have conflicting schedules. So we were like, okay, let's just put it on hold until we get back from our separate trips, and then we'll figure it out. I didn't even have the energy, you guys, for us to come on and like do a quick episode together to tell you guys what was going on. Like, I was just like, I just need this thing off my plate. Like, I cannot. I was like barely keeping my head above water. So apologies for just like leaving you guys in the lurch like that. If you are curious to hear more about my chronic illness and what's that like, what the journey has been, what I'm dealing with there, I am planning to do an in-depth episode about that on my other podcast, probably later this week. It's called Family Personalities, my other podcast. So you can go pop over there if you want to hear more. If you want to go deep with me on chronic illness and how much it sucks. But here, you know, we like to keep it light and fun. So we won't go. I'm not going to spend like an hour talking to you about my chronic illness. So we do have one episode in the can that we recorded like in early June with someone who used to be an executive producer on Real Housewives of OC and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It was so good, you guys. It's Toni Gallagher. She spills so much tea on the behind the scenes of the, especially like the first several seasons of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You're going to die for it. It was so good. So you guys need to stay tuned for that. We're going to drop it eventually. And she does spill a little bit of tea on Real Housewives of OC too, because she was there for one season. But in the meantime, I have to talk to you guys about this Real Housewives of OC premiere that aired last week. It was so good. As soon as I watched it, I was like, I just wanted to start it back from the beginning and watch it over again. And I made myself wait because I wasn't feeling good that day. And I was like, I'm going to wait till I have energy so I can take a few notes and get on the mic and talk about it. It was so, 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 so good. I mean, Real Housewives of OC, they have such a good cast right now. So many amazing players. Lots of like really experienced players who've been there for a long time. I mean, we have Tamra. She is one of the top Housewives players across all franchises. We have Shannon Storms-Bedore, who has been on for many seasons and always just delivers her mess of a life to us. I would say like Shannon's our like authenticity player, you know, like she really lets you in on whatever mess she's going through. Last season, sure, she was like trying to hide a little bit of what was going on with her and John Jansen. And you had that like fourth wall break moment where she's like talking to the producers about how she's not going to say anything. But I think that had more to do with John Jansen and had less to do with her. She knows how to bring it. She is willing to share her messiness. Gina, also authenticity player, she really lets us in to what is going on. And then Tamra Judge is just like confrontation player. But more than that, it's not just that she will bring up and say whatever in the moment and like start shit. She knows how to play this game, and she is like a professional player. She knows how the game works. She knows how to make good TV, and she brings it every season. And OC was floundering there for a bit, and they brought Tamara back, and it was like, it's good again. So it's, I'm just gonna have fun watching her this season too. So we start off the episode, and we're going right into talking about Shannon's DUI. Now, I am not gonna sit here and talk about the DUI itself and how wrong it was or wasn't, and whether she should be still be drinking or not. You can go to lots of other podcasters for their opinions on all that. On this podcast, here is what we care about. The DUI happened, right? Well, they weren't filming, but obviously it's public knowledge. So is she playing it right? And I say yes. She is. It's going to be brought up on the screen, and so she doesn't shy away from it. She is talking about it right out of the gate. She tells us the story. We get the emotional scene with her talking to her girls about it. She's got some strong tear play there. We see how it's affected her life because she couldn't go take her daughter to college. We know the other women are going to be bringing it up like crazy all season, and it would be a mistake for her to try and ignore it, to not talk about it, to minimize it on camera. And so far, she's not doing that. We get a little bit on Heather Dubrow. She lives in Beverly Hills now. It just made me wonder, like, is she hoping that they'll move her over to that franchise? I mean, she's got the Beverly Hills money, and the OC cast just doesn't. But I'm not sure that, like, I've tried to picture it, and I just can't picture her on the Beverly Hills cast. I think she fits in with the OC cast, and like, she's that friend with so much more money who's like a little bit pretentious, and it just works for her in that cast. And I don't think she's that strong of a player that I feel like you can just pluck her out of where she is and place her onto any other franchise. Like, I would say, like, you could take Tamara Judge and you could put her on any franchise and she'd do amazing. But I don't think Heather Dubrow has that. I think she fits into this cast with like her role and her personality, and she has to stay there. But it's, yeah, their living situation is absolutely confusing. Like, she lives in Beverly Hills. They have a place in LA. Like, where, I don't really understand what's going on. Gina. Oh, I love Gina. She opens it with their heartbreaking scenes between her and Emily. And she's talking about her boyfriend, Travis, and how they can't afford a bigger house with their six kids together, right? They've got all six kids crammed into two bedrooms, and they're getting older. They need more space. They need to live separately. And she's decided that they will be better off if they separate and live separately, but she still wants to be with him. She still wants to be in a relationship with him. I mean, just the way that she lets us into that, and we see the conversation between her and Travis, we see how hard it is for them, and like, she just lets us in emotionally every time there's tear play. She always delivers with that stuff. It's great. So then we're going to the party. Everyone's coming together. We all know kind of like the big thing that's going to happen is that Shannon's coming. Alexis Bellino, who used to be on the show several seasons ago, she's a friend of this season. And Alexis Bellino is dating John Jansen, who is Shannon Bedore's ex. So that's going to be the big drama, plus, you know, the DUI and everything else at this party. Everyone coming together for the first time in a while. And as everyone's arriving to the party and they're all talking and yada, 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 and all the players actually call out who is going to get the TFP or our Tardy for the Party award. Heather leans into Emily and she says, "So who's missing right now? Is it just Shannon?" I love this. I love this hammering home by the players and the editor. And the editors that there's only one player left who hasn't arrived, and we know the Tardy for the Party is coming, and we know who it's going to be and why. And they're really ramping it up. Like, this is a big one. It's an important one. And we get a slow-mo of Shannon like arriving and coming out of the car. It was a great TFP moment. Alexis Bellino coming in as a friend this season. She's doing it in all the right ways. She immediately gets into it with anyone who had beef with her in the past. She's starting feuds left and right. I mean, she even starts this feud in her ITMs over who owns the Quiet Woman, and then Shannon ends up addressing it at Watch What Happens Live later. She's trying to rebrand John Jansen as Johnny J. This is brilliant. You literally cannot write scripts like this. It's amazing. We've got Jen Pedranti. She's new. We don't know her that well, but if you've been watching the news, you know that this is going to be a train wreck that we can't pull our eyes off of this season. Tamara already got us last season watching her boyfriend Ryan with the side eye. And now he's been in the news for some super shady stuff that is going to come to light later this season. So while she can't make her rent payments, she's getting evicted. We're watching her latch herself tighter to someone who we know she doesn't know yet as she's filming this, but we know watching it is making potentially seriously flawed life choices. And so that is all going to come to light later this season. Then we've got Katie. She's new. We don't know really anything about her yet from this episode other than that she knows Sutton. So there's a bonus point for her. But I'm always happy to see new faces, especially of the more diverse sort. And so I'm excited to see what she does later this season. It looks like from the preview, she's going to pick a fight with Heather Dubrow, which I think is a safe choice. She'll be able to get some good moments on screen together with them fighting, but I don't think Heather Dubrow is going to fight as dirty as someone like, say, a Tamara or a Shannon, which you could get into like some more dangerous waters as a first season housewife, and that might be a little more tricky. So at the party, Shannon actually plays an apology to Gina. So right off the bat, first episode, we're already getting an apology play. It was kind of a bare bones apology, like maybe a 1 to 2 pointer on our apology scale, but it immediately turns things around for Gina. You can see her whole dynamic shift. She just needed like this little attempt to repair from Shannon. And then she's like willing to hear her out and talk to her and feels more positive. So Shannon kind of came into the season with not many friends, but maybe she's working on repairing friendships already in this very first episode. So she's doing some good work. Then we have the big confrontation. Shannon confronts Alexis, takes her out to the patio, and all the women, of course, are running to the window to stand there and watch and provide commentary. This is a classic get your popcorn moment. They have their big confrontation. Seems to be about lawsuit a while back from Alexis Bellino's ex-husband. And there's a disagreement about whether Alexis even had anything to do with this lawsuit. Alexis wants to make it all about Johnny J. Shannon wants to make it all about the lawsuit. And of course, it ends with that great line by Alexis. There's the door, Shannon Bedore, which was my quip of the game, or quid quag, if you will. Would have been real hard to work that one in with Mandy had we done the episode today. I'm not sure. There's the door, Shannon Bedore. I mean, how do you work that one into a conversation? I did have a couple of other runner-ups for Quip of the Game, though. I loved Tamara's response to Shannon's 2-drink limit, and she goes, an hour? I like that. Tamara's is good with, like, the little one-liners in there. Katie has a good line, too. She, when everyone's kind of, like, lining up at the window to watch, she says this is, like, the NFL of tea. So I like that one for obvious reasons. But Alexis's quid quag, made it to the trailer of the entire season. And so that is excellent quipping. So that's my quick quag of the game. And then we get a moment. So she says, there's this door, Shannon Bedore. And then even though she showed Shannon Bedore the door, she ends up being the one to storm off. And we get a moment I don't think we have ever had in all of Housewives history. If I'm wrong, please correct me and send video proof. But Shannon Bedore looks right into the camera and says, "Perfect." It was totally Jim from The Office. It broke the fourth wall in like the most beautiful and perfect way. And that was my play of the game. I swear to God, we've never seen that. Like, they look in the camera every time they do an ITM, of course, but we've never seen them look in the camera and say something in the middle of filming. And I'm not saying it hasn't happened. Like, I'm sure that players have looked into the cameras before while they're filming. But the fact that production chose to show that moment to us, they said, let's show Shannon Bedore looking into that camera and saying, perfect. They knew what they were doing and they had a reason for it. This is the 100th season of Housewives. They really want to make a splash. And so they were like, we're going to do it. We're going to give it to Shannon. So all that said, who's my MVP? I think you can tell. I think you can tell just from my little description there. But she came in with no friends after last season, but all of the drama. She's addressing shit right off the bat. I mean, someone literally is dating her ex-boyfriend in order to get on the show. That is power right there. She had authentic moments. She had apology play. She had everyone wanting to talk to her at the party, despite all currently hating her, because they knew that she is where the drama is at. She had the biggest scene in the episode, and then she ended it with my play of the game, the first time they've ever shown someone looking directly into camera. And because of all that, Shannon Storms Bedore was my MVP. I can't believe how good this episode was. I just, after weeks of not talking to you guys, I had to come on and talk about it because it just blew my mind, and I can't wait to watch another episode. So stay tuned. Like I mentioned up top, we've got an amazing interview coming out soon with that past executive producer. She gave tons of historical facts about Beverly Hills, a little bit about OC. Just some really good stuff. Head over to Family Personalities if you guys want that story or some more details on chronic illness at some point. And, subscribe because we're going to hopefully be back on here soon with some more stuff. And we don't want you to miss out. So, all right, Bleacher Nation, I'll catch you guys next time.